Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Bart, how about this for Overreaction Monday? Lamar Jackson revealed that he requested a trade back in March 2nd. He requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens. And in that time, he was tagged, franchise tagged. And also in that time, Aaron Rodgers made it clear that he was interested in playing for the Jets. If you're the Jets, is Lamar Jackson on your radar at all, especially with this revelation, which they must have known about but have not acted on?
I can't say they knew about it. Maybe after, the 13th when Rodgers was there, I'm sure they did their due diligence, but everybody knows that the Ravens are just in a position where, one, you're not going to give up two first-round draft picks. This would be the perfect scenario for Miami if Miami hadn't spent the pick on Bradley Chubb, if they hadn't lost the pick because of Tom Brady. This would have been a perfect opportunity to pounce in a year where Lamar Jackson would probably be the difference between them going to the Super Bowl and not going to the Super Bowl. When you think about Bradley Chubb and what his impact was when he came over, Lamar Jackson is a guy that changes all the dynamics. Maybe the Ravens, if somebody had two first-round draft picks or a high enough draft pick to move up and they can feel like they can get a guy like Richardson, they would go behind with Tyler Huntley. But, not surprising that this news would be released today, the day that reporters will have access to the owners, the coaches, and the general managers. So it makes total sense, and Baltimore is going to have to answer some questions and put pressure on them that they wouldn't want to answer. I'm sure Harbaugh is going to say, well, we love Lamar on his team. We still have faith that we can figure out the deal and the proper compensation. But if that compensation isn't correct, then you're going to have a disgruntled player that I feel like is going to dig in and say, okay, well, if I get hurt, I'm done for the year. And once you start doing that and teammates start saying, okay, it's got to that point where if I'm injured, if I'm not 100%, I'm not stepping on the field, and no player is ever 100% when they step on the field, then now we're going to see the Ravens pressed a little bit. Because if this happens and you're losing games because he's like, I'm not healthy, my hamstring hurt, I'm not stepping on the field, you got to look at that trade deadline. So then teams are going to be looking, okay, well, what can we do? Maybe the package isn't as lucrative as it would have been. But this is the Ravens' fault. This is the Ravens' fault. And this is when doing business as usual can't go the right way, because Terrell Suggs, I believe, played his contract out. Ray Lewis may have got paid early once. Haloti Ngata played his contract out, I believe. Ed Reed played his contract out. But they've never had a player of this magnitude on the offensive side of the ball. And we know that's the most important player in all of sports, or it's definitely in all of football. The fact that they didn't get him done after year three, we know that Joe Burrow's probably going to get done after year three. We know that Jalen Hurts is going to get done. Now, I know he's a second-round draft pick, but he's going to get done early. Seems like Justin Herbert's going to get done early.
Didn't Kyler Murray get done after year three?
Yeah, Kyler Murray. And that's where I believe Lamar Jackson messed up, because Lamar Jackson, if I was Lamar Jackson, I wouldn't have stepped on the field last year, and I would have pressed them before they could use a franchise tag, because it wasn't a franchise tag. But now that they have the access of the franchise tag, means that now it's going to the water's muddy, and can another team pounce? I don't think this is the right play for the Jets, simply because I think that you've already made some free agent moves, and how much salary cap will you have to lose, and how much salary cap how many people would you have to cut to be able to fit Lamar Jackson's contract underneath your salary cap if he's wanting $200 million. And at this point, it may not even be about the $200 million for him now. It may be like, this place who I've given everything to doesn't value me as Kyler Murray. That's a big thing. Not that they don't value me as a generational talent. They don't value me as much as the Arizona Cardinals value Kyler Murray. Because if you only offer me 133 and Kyler Murray has 189, what the hell are you saying to me?
See, it's probably like he's looking at the organization at this point, and it's as much as it's about how much he thinks he should be worth, it's also now about respect. We've gone this long, and now I know how you really feel about me and my potential, that you don't think that I'm worth that investment. So for those just joining us, Lamar Jackson, and why it relates here in New York is obvious, is because the Jets have not completely finished the deal for Aaron Rodgers, and many fans in New York feel like the Jets should have at least something going on the Lamar Jackson front, as if not a secondary piece, as maybe something because he's younger, as a way to go instead. We've had a lot of calls about Lamar Jackson. So Bart has said all along, and we all know Bart very well entrenched in Baltimore as well as his days here with the Jets. He was a Raven and a proud one. And Bart has said over and over again, he's not going anywhere. But Lamar Jackson did tweet today, this morning, in regard to my future plans. As of March 2nd, I requested a trade from the Ravens organization for which the Ravens has not been interested in meeting my value. Any and everyone that has met me or been around me, no, I love the game of football, and my dream is to help a team win the Super Bowl. So he continues in the next tweet, you're all great, but I had to make a business decision that was best for my family and I. That sounds like a goodbye, Bart. No matter how far I go or where my career takes me, I'll continue to be close to my fans of Baltimore Flock Nation and the entire state of Maryland. You'll see me again. And then, of course, he adds a tweet, let's stay connected, subscribe to my fan page.
Yeah.
But beside all that, it's the second part of that tweet sounded like him saying goodbye, explaining why I want out.
He can say goodbye all he
wants. But yeah, but because of the franchise tag, there's no reason to trade him.
And they won't. And he can go there and be disgruntled, and they hope that, you know, Lamar Jackson, it's kind of like the whole thing with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, they're like, yo, we got you. There's nothing you can do,
right.
Duh.
He had three more years to go.
And eventually Kevin Durant had to say, you know what? Okay. Because he loves basketball that much. And what they're banking on is that Lamar Jackson loves football that much. Now, okay, Jet fans give you hope, right? You guys want to know, okay, well, I'll get Lamar. I need Lamar Jackson. We got to have Lamar Jackson. So let me make the case, right?
Okay.
And the case is, if you have Lamar Jackson – then maybe going out to get a premium young insurance policy for Dwayne Brown and Mekhi Becton, you don't need as much, because you can move Mekhi. If Dwayne Brown isn't ready, you can move Mekhi back to his natural spot at left tackle. And then now you don't have as great of a right tackle. But with Lamar Jackson, it doesn't matter, because his ability to make people miss and for him to dictate and control the defensive end. See, defensive ends can't rush the same way that they would rush against Aaron Rodgers, because Lamar Jackson can keep it.
Yeah.
And you getting upfield, coming up for your pass rush, could take you right out of the place where Lamar Jackson's just going to run. And so you have to, so now he's so much job security and security for your right tackle and your left tackle, because at any point, you have to rush him a certain way. You got to get upfield, but can't get it too far upfield. Can't go outside and give up the edge, because if you give him the edge, he'll take care of it. So here's your package then, Jets. Two first-round draft picks, not a problem, you know, because
But again,
what?
You wouldn't be trading for him anyway. You'd just try to sign him, right?
Yeah. No, but remember, you have to give up two first-round draft picks.
That's what I mean. So one way or another, you give up two. Are you saying – here's what I need to understand. I want fans to understand it, because there's a lot here to unpack on this whole thing. If we're playing the hypothetical game of if you change your mind, or if you change your focus and say, all right, well, Lamar's available, let's go with the younger quarterback, right? You're letting us know what it's going to take. The one thing people need to understand is, because of the non-exclusive franchise tag, that the Jets could right now negotiate with him, get a contract agreement, and then if the Ravens don't match it, you yield two first-round picks.
Right.
If instead, which I don't know how this works since he asked for a trade, the Ravens say, we'll trade him to you, then you have to negotiate a contract that he'll agree upon. And if he doesn't, you're stuck with him now.
Yeah, because
isn't that how it works? Isn't that what?
Yeah, I'm assuming that if you make a trade, then you
would talk to him first.
Franchise tag,
just like the Dolphins did with Tyreek Hill, right? It's the same kind of thing.
Yeah,
it was the Chiefs let you talk to him. Can you get a deal with him? Okay, we'll take that deal.
But let's just say,
I want to make sure
they're not going to trade Lamar Jackson. So let's go underneath the premise, unless you're giving up.
No, we're going hypothetical right now, because fans are going to ask us about all the different scenarios. And the thing is that him demanding a trade, how does it work that the Jets could – why would the Ravens trade him If you just offer him something, and we'll take the two first-round picks. What's the difference? We'll take the two. We're taking two first-round picks. Then he's going to cost two first-round picks. If you're the Ravens.
But here's a good thing. Like if you're the Jets, those first-round draft picks don't have to be this year. It could be this year, next year's first-round draft pick, and you assume
next year.
You assume that next year's first-round draft pick won't be as good.
Why wouldn't it be this year's first-round pick?
Yes, it will be. But you have to give up two.
Right.
So this year and next year's.
That's right.
But, see, here's the thing about the Jets. You have 42 and 43.
Yes. Second
round. And we pulled up the whole thing.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm saying?
You can move up to 17 if you wanted to still have a first round
17,
pick.
They may not want to trade with you.
Yes.
But if that has the value of 17...
You can get...
Let's just say you move to 20 or 21.
Right, okay.
So you still have a first-round draft pick here if you're the Jets, but now you don't need as good of a tackle. And let's just say one of those tackles fall because other positions is a run on other positions. You still can get you a left tackle this year and Lamar Jackson and offer this year's pick and next year's pick, and it doesn't matter because next year's first-round draft pick won't be as high, so who cares?
It won't be as valuable.
You're expecting it's going to be damn near second-round draft pick. Now you have to ask yourself, how do you fit the money? Well, it's definitely damn near going to start with you got to cut Corey Davis, which we know that's already $15 million, right? Then you got to tell C.J. Mosley that you got to do a new contract where you extend him. But, you know, Robert Saleh said something that I didn't anticipate him saying. At the
owners meetings. So there's a couple of things we have here. Now let's hear first from the Ravens head coach Jim Harbaugh because this stuff comes out and everybody ran to of course Harbaugh, John Harbaugh. It says Jim on the screen. My bad. It is John. John Harbaugh was asked about Lamar's tweet saying that he asked for a trade, and John's response was simply,
I haven't seen the tweet. It's an ongoing process. I'm following it very closely, just like everybody else is here, and looking forward to a resolution. I'm excited, thinking about Lamar all the time, thinking about him as our quarterback. We're building our offense around that idea, and I'm just looking forward to getting back to football, and I'm confident that's going to happen.
So it sounds like this
No. Media is so soft.
Well, he made it clear. Like that.
Media is so soft.
Why?
I haven't seen a tweet. Pull up the tweet.
Well, that's I would have done the very same.
I would have put the tweet
here,
up.
Here, take a read of this.
Here you go. Would you like to read
this? You know how that goes. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I know is.
Yes. And then I'm going to show you, and I'm going to force you to say.
And he walked out and no one told him?
He going to say, I can't read.
I don't have my glasses.
I'm going to push it that far.
I don't have my glasses.
Here's mine.
Now.
Well, let me surmise it to you. Trust me, it's here. Well, I can't trust you. I don't know you.
Now, the Jets head coach, Robert Saleh, was asked a million questions today about all different personnel things, right? Like asked about Carl Lawson.
Once again, bro.
He's
so,
asked
so play,
about all
so
these
play that one.
So
that's
on,
the one I was referring
hang,
to.
Getting there. But then we don't have the audio of this one. He was asked about Lamar Jackson, and all Saleh would say, and this is Rich Simini tweeted this, he's a heck of a quarterback, but that's a question for Joe. That's a question for Joe?
I'm like, so where is Joe?
I like that.
I'm going right now.
Well, that's a question for Joe.
We'll call him.
But it's funny because when Aaron Rodgers is brought up, Robert Saleh has plenty to talk.
You know, we've come a long way in 2 years, and to have a guy of his caliber to, and really, there's a lot of guys offering. You know, a lot of guys have wanted to come here and play, and there's a lot of excitement around the organization, and it's a cool thing to be a part of. So hopefully we can continue moving forward and capitalize on the momentum.
Right, so you're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Wait, there's more.
He can answer
There's more. What about interest in Zeke Elliott? He's not on the team, right? Quote, we love our running back room. I'll leave it at that. That's not a question for Joe either.
So you can't answer questions.
That's not a question for Joe. That's not a question for Joe.
So you got to be consistent.
Carl Lawson will be on the team,
surprising.
Saleh said. That's
super
not a question
surprising.
For Joe.
Super surprising.
Interesting. So, I mean, you know, he didn't want to answer the Lamar Jackson question. And I don't blame. Look, I'm not mocking Robert Saleh. I'm just saying that
you got to be consistent.
It's funny how, right, it's just funny how we play it.
It's almost like Menace to Society. So you bought the beer at 11 o'clock. Yeah, it was definitely 11 o'clock. 11 o'clock. Yeah, it was 11 o'clock. Okay, so you bought the beer at 12 o'clock. Yeah, it was definitely 12 o'clock. You know you effed up, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, because you can't, you got to stay consistent. You can't answer personnel questions about other players, but then when it comes to Lamar Jackson, that's a question for Joe.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch that one.
He don't want to answer that because he don't want to piss off A.A. Ryan. You know what? I'm going to Nashville.
Well, look, if you're the Jets, you have to handle this as delicately as possible because you are dealing with the ego of, and I don't blame him because if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I don't want to hear the Jets talk. Hold on a second. But I went public saying I want to play for you, and now because you're having trouble getting a deal done with the Packers, you're gonna start looking into the Lamar Jackson. What will that cost us? Here,
but what you do is
you don't want that.
But what you do is you say, "Hey, Aaron, we're trying to get some leverage to press Green Bay.
Exactly.
So we're going to do that. Meanwhile, trying to see if the deal is right.
Yeah. Like, there's more on that side of things. The whole Packers side of it, we'll get to that momentarily. But like I said, the Lamar Jackson stuff to me. When this came out, it was just about an hour and a half ago, his tweet appeared.
Super strategic.
And people got really excited about it.
Come on, man.
And a lot of Jets fans have been asking about him. And I thought, you know what? Well, now the door is open because he has made it clear that he now wants out of there and he's waiting for a team to step up. And, of course, Aaron Rodgers is not officially a Jet yet because the Packers aren't ready to make a deal. And the Jets aren't willing to give up that number 13th pick. So 800-919-3776. Let's talk to the people, Bart Scott. Let's do that beginning with Anthony on Long Island. Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to piggyback off of what you just said, man. And, you know, Aaron's ego, man. And just really do got to be cautious because if they publicly make it known that, you know, we want to go after Lamar, you know, quote unquote, Aaron was 90% ready to retire. You know, that could change very quickly. You know, like you said, I wanted to play for you, and now you want Lamar. You know, what is this? You know, I just wanted to make that clear and get your thoughts on that further. And, you know, I love listening to you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Anthony. I mean, Bart, it's a delicate dance right now. But if you're Joe Douglas, honestly, in the quiet of your office with the door closed and no one around, don't you have to, like, kick it around in your brain? Like, all right, what is it going to take?
He has a relationship with that organization.
Of course he does.
He can have off the record conversations with them, and it should stay there.
Like, it has to stay there because obviously the minute it leaks out.
The problem is 13 isn't high enough for the Ravens to get the quarterback Richardson probably that they would covet. And then they can go Tyler Huntley for a year and you know they have to push it back. You know, that's the difference, right? They would probably have to package theirs to move up, which they didn't make the playoffs, so I'm sure that theirs isn't that low anyway. But then, I mean, that low. So they would probably have to package theirs to move up. And the place you're trying to move up to is the Cardinals because the Cardinals is going to be the sweet spot because we expect them to take Will Anderson. So you have to figure out – it could cost the Ravens away – the Ravens probably have to decide, do they like Owe or do they like a Jobu who they got that was a second-round draft pick, that's a first-round draft pick, because we know that Arizona's looking for a pass rusher with Will Anderson to replace Chandler Jones. So then you would probably have to give them a young, cheap pass rusher. Owe is one of them. A Jobu would have been a top-10 pick. You would probably have to give that up and probably your first-round draft pick. Whichever one is lower, I'm assuming that the Jets is because the Ravens beat the Jets. I'm assuming that the Ravens
are picking at 22.
Right. So I would give up. You probably have to give up 22 and a Jobu to Arizona
to move into the top.
But a Jobu, remember, he would have been a top 10 pick, and the Ravens stole him because he tore his ACL. Mm-hmm. So then the Ravens could do that. So then
got to get to number three. You're saying?
Yeah, you get to number three to be able to get, you know, either Will Levis or Richardson. But, you know, it depends on how serious the Ravens are. If Lamar says, no matter what, I'm not signing a long-term deal with y'all regardless. We can play under these franchise tags. We can play these games. But
I think that's his only leverage now left is that he's got to do what Kirk Cousins did, is just play these out to his advantage.
But he may only have to do this.
So he becomes a free agent?
He may only have to do this one season because the Ravens would never want to lose player like him and get absolutely nothing for him.
Mm-hmm.
They can franchise him twice. So why would they franchise him twice so then he can leave
then he walks.
And you get nothing for him?
So next offseason is when you would move him.
That's when you would move him
yeah.
and trade him. You know, kind of how like when you look at how you know Elijah Moore was complaining and they didn't move him when he wanted to move and then he thought, all right, well, we're getting Aaron Rodgers. I'm cool. No, yes. We getting Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
You're getting Deshaun
and we're
Watson.
Getting some assets for you.
Yeah, you're getting Deshaun Watson.
We continue with the calls. Brett is in Belmar. Brett.
Yeah, buddy. How you guys doing over there?
What's up, man?
How's everybody? Bart, you guys are the man. Love you guys. Listen to you guys all the time. Like I said, calling from Belmar. But I called Lamar Jackson. I'm hoping they really pursue this guy. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is so much drama packed. Everything's got to be, you know, his way. I think we let the young blood come in and flourish for the next 10 years.
Is Lamar Jackson not controversial? This is pretty controversial right now.
I called that right before they said about Aaron Rodgers. I was like, why are we even trying this goof? We should go get Lamar, man.
Yeah. A lot of Jets fans have felt this way from the very beginning of the Aaron Rodgers Jets conversations. The minute we started talking about it, how many times, Bart, have we gotten calls, just like Brett's, and thanks for the call, Brett. We've gotten calls like that where people are like, why are we wasting our time on Aaron Rodgers? You might get 1 or 2 years out of him. We should be all in on Lamar Jackson. And we kept saying, you're never going to get him. And John Harbaugh made it sound like they're not interested in moving on from him, that I'm planning to have him next season. So we're still operating under this notion that it's a strictly hypothetical that he'd even be available to you, right?
Yeah.
That's the problem here, is that as much as it sounds great, the reality is Aaron Rodgers. The fantasy is Lamar Jackson, even with his trade request. Andrew in Long Beach. Andrew.
Hey, so, I don't know. I feel like with both this Lamar Jackson situation and also, like, listening to Jets fans wait for Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show to, like, make his announcement, I feel like there's a certain taking this information at face value. There's this assumption that, we're the public. We get all this information from the media, and we take it in without context. But, like, to think that the Jets aren't talking to Aaron Rodgers and letting them know, hey, like, we need leverage to get this deal done. I feel like essentially the Lamar Jackson thing is just a way for them to be able to get some more leverage against the Packers. And I feel like for us to not consider that as an option is foolish.
At the very least, that still is a great thing, right? Like, this is working out for them, Andrew. I mean, that's what I think. I mean, Lamar doing this only can help the Jets, no?
I was going to ask Andrew, because we've all been there. We've all went to a party and we talked to a beautiful girl and we felt great.
Mm-hmm.
Then we see another one, and we talk to that one, too. And the goal is to go home with one of the girls that night.
And hope that the other one didn't see you talking to the other one.
And you're out there playing the field, they catch on or something, and then you end up going home by yourself. The Jets are playing high-stake poker. Because if you say, hey, A-Ron, he says, okay, I'm cool, I'm kind of feeling you. I might go home, I haven't made that decision with you.
I don't like that scenario.
But I think I want to go home. And then, I saw you over there talking to old girl, all smiling, kikiing, and, ha, ha, ha. Why don't you go home with her?
Yeah, been there.
And she gets that call from the dude that has real estate on her heart and her body. And he calls, and she's like, called, all bets are off.
Better
if he didn't call, I would have got you.
Right.
But he called, and he's like, oh, let me go back to
Yep.
And she's like, nah.
Nah.
Nah, go back to her.
Yeah.
Peace.
Mm-hmm.
You out there sitting there with Fistine and Palmetta.
Fistine and Palmetta.
Yep.
That's law firm.
Yep. That's it. Yep.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Our good friend Rich Cimini wrote. It was a Jets insider. And it said, New York Jets want to keep lucky 13th pick. Sweet spot for offensive linemen. The 13th pick has produced 8 Pro Bowl players in the past 10 years. The one reason the Jets don't want to give it up in an Aaron Rodgers deal. And I was like, this story is so familiar.
Oh, you think?
I love Rich. I've known Rich a long time. But these are the things that frustrate me when it comes to what we do a lot of times. Because it's like literally what you talked about for 2 days.
2 days. Quoted sources, names.
We actually started, right? We looked up guys. We looked up the different, right?
Put a caller on sabbatical.
I mean, you actually, right, went after a caller.
You're saying what type of player you're going to get at 13th. Vera Tucker was 14th. That's the type of player you get. You get an All-Pro, potentially a Hall of Famer at 13th. Because that's exactly what you have on your offensive line in Vera Tucker. This is the upper echelon pick. This ain't pick 20, pick 30. Don't be dumb. What the hell is Aaron Rodgers going to do? What are they going to do? After Mark Murphy say, we don't want you, come on back. There's nobody else for them to negotiate with. The Texans are going to draft somebody. The Panthers are going to draft somebody. Who the hell are they going to send them to? That's going to give them a first round or 2-2. Nobody's going to give him number one. Don't be stupid. You don't have to be. 15 years ago, you gave up a third round pick for Brett Favre, who won 3 MVPs in a row that was 39 years old. This is apples to apples. But you're going to give him 13. That's got to be the most dumb thing. I would love to negotiate with you. Understand the value of picks. 42 and 43 can be packaged together to move up in the 20s. Because guess what? Somebody's going to say, how many times have we seen the Ravens and the Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs drop out of the first round and acquire picks and allow somebody to move up?
So you had all that going on.
Said it with my chest, too.
Yeah, that was, wasn't that Thursday? I believe that was Thursday.
Got me out of character and everything.
That was all over. That we opened the show with this thing, and it was all over the place social media-wise.
One thing that I appreciate that you do, Alan, when we talk about stuff and we read it somewhere else, we quote the source.
Well, you're supposed to do that. And so, again, just seeing Rich write this and not make any reference at all.
As per said on Bart and Han.
Jet Bart Scott brought up on his show. So in this whole, and it,
that's how you
and
build
sorry,
people up. That's this, why people think I don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
But this is all, it's way too coincidental that it comes up immediately over the weekend as this revelation. Like one paragraph here. Traditionally, the 13th spot is a jackpot for offensive and defensive linemen, which happen to be the Jets' top two needs. Consider some of the recent 13s. Rashawn Slater, Tristan Wirfs.
Said that.
Daron Payne.
I didn't say that one.
Hassan Reddick. Laremy Tunsil.
Said that one.
Aaron Donald.
I did not say that one.
Oh, yes, we did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we talked about Aaron Donald as well. I think, actually, we had a caller might have suggested.
Right, caller said.
2014, right. Mm-hmm. Look who went 13 there. Right?
And one day when we let Fran off of sabbatical,
he'll
realize, know your role and shut your mouth.
Well, I mean, I don't know about know your role.
It's important.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
It's important that callers understand that. Listen, I'm not an expert in everything.
But you know
football. I am an expert in NFL.
Yeah.
So I don't offend me by telling me what other general managers said. Listen, love Joe Douglas to death. Joe Douglas used to come pick me up from the airport. So I would think somebody's, listen, don't act like I'm not qualified, like I don't know.
No, nobody's acting like you don't know.
Half the idiots that are running defenses and special teams were my backups. Like, so, I just want y'all to understand that. Philly, you know what I mean? Like,
I know.
Like, half of these dudes was filming practice when I was playing on great defenses.
Yeah.
Partly of what they were taught. They learned from me and at the same time from the person that taught us.
But I don't think this is about thinking you know what you're talking about. To me, this is one of those things that even if someone brought it up and said, hey, Rich, this is a pretty good note, it's like the maddening thing that I think I deal with our show, and a lot of times because when you're in the midday, not everybody hears it, but right. They see the clip. Because I'm telling you, I should check now because we put the clip up of us talking about it, and it got a ton of traffic on both. I might have retweeted it from the Barton Hahn account on Twitter, and then we put it on Instagram. I believe it was up on Instagram as well. And let's see, there it is right here. I mean, it's got 20,000 views. It's got the tweet itself has almost 100,000 views. So it's been seen, right? Like, yeah. It's just maddening to me. Like when it's just like, man, you didn't hear Bart say this. Like he went in on a fan on a caller about it. That's all I'm saying is that it's every now and then.
And we work for the same company.
Just like one it's line okay. credit, man. Yeah. Just be like, hey, Bart brought this up and he's right. Maybe Bart said this and he's right.
It's like,
oh, hey, by the way,
if our show helped you get content, then you should help us get viewers and listeners to our show. It's the least you can do.
The least. But
the bare minimum.
Anyways, on the Aaron Rodgers
News
front.
Newsflash, Rich, we ain't never been friends.
No, stop. We like Rich. I'm
no,
sure.
Not anymore. Nope.
But if somebody brought it up to him.
This is intentional.
And he just wrote it as a note.
Or maybe he heard it.
And didn't know where it came
or
from.
Or maybe he heard it.
Well, yeah, that's also possible. And just a simple, Bart Scott brought this up. Simple. Easy. The Rodgers situation, though, as we wait and we're wondering, like, all right, what are the different timelines that we have on this? And we believe the draft is the first one because the draft is when 13th pick is up.
Yep.
And if the Jets are dug in, like you said, and they're not giving up the 13th pick, the Packers could decide, all right, you know what? Those seconds, fine. Because we can, like, we'll just do it on draft day. If draft day passes.
Yeah.
We know that May 1st is the next one because May 1st is Jordan Love's fifth-year option decision.
Yep.
So there's that one. But even then, there's another one. And this is the one that really, when I heard Field Yates describe this, when he talked about it on Get Up, he talked about it on KJM on the network as well, he talked about how there's like this one date to really look forward to. But here's Field just talking about why the Jets will just sit back and wait.
I actually think the Jets have no problem if this goes beyond the draft. But if you're the Jets and this draft goes by and you have not made that trade with Green Bay, you're strengthening your roster, right? Because you're going to end up acquiring Aaron Rodgers, most likely for 2024 draft capital. But that means you have pick number 13, which they currently own. They now have picks number 42 and 43. They got pick number 43 in that trade with Cleveland for Elijah Moore last week. So all of a sudden the Jets are saying, well, if we want to be all in, the best way for us to be all in is to have all of our draft capital still available for this year.
So that's the Jets' perspective.
I would love it if
now,
I'm the Jets.
Now, how
Thank
about
you.
The? Well, I'll give you the Packers' perspective. So there's another date, and it's June 1st. If the Packers trade Aaron Rodgers after June 1st, that dead cap hit, would be, if they trade him before June 1st, they take a dead cap hit of $40 million because of that $58 million, right? That's how. If they wait till after June 1st, the dead cap is $15.8 million. And it also breaks to where it's next year, 24-4, which is a savings for this year of $15.8 million savings this year. So are they interested in splitting that cap hit? And is that why they would wait? But part of me wonders why, because if I can just get the cap hit over with in 1 year, I'll do it. Why would I want to have a 20? Because June 2nd, how are you going to? You're not signing. Signing guys on June 2nd?
But yeah, yeah.
You still are.
Yeah, so that. So
is that more. Better for the Packers to wait then after June 1st? Because if they're going to wait after June 1st just for that reason.
If I'm the Jets, if I'm the Jets, I don't care.
Then just tell me that then.
If I'm the Jets, I don't care.
You're going to have some people panicking.
But listen, if I'm the Jets, I don't care. If I get him June 2nd, I'll just make my training camp June.
I'll make
my mandatory.
I'm not talking about the Jets. This is not about the Jets. Mm-hmm. This is about the news cycle from now until June 2nd.
Yeah.
Will be every day.
It will.
The more intense and panic and all that stuff. Now, if the Jets are operating as if they know this is what the Packers want, if the Packers are operating as if this is what they want, and if Aaron Rodgers is operating about that's what's going to happen, then the rest of us need to know, because we'll all lose our minds. You know we're all going to lose our minds if we're waiting for that date so they could break up the cap hit for 1 year, cap hit.
This is why Green Bay shouldn't be the plan. We all have years where we carry bad contracts, right? Next year, the Giants are going to carry Kenny Galladay's bad contract because really the real out was next year.
Right.
But you're going to be bad anyway. So why wouldn't you want to?
I'm with you.
Why wouldn't you want to get as much draft capital as you can to make Jordan Love look good this year? Because if I'm the Jets, thank you.
Yeah.
Because you just basically told me, if I'm the Jets, that I can get Aaron Rodgers and I can potentially get
13th pick and 2 seconds.
I can move up into the first round. Two firsts if I want.
Yeah.
I can move up 18, 20 and get two guys that's going to help me put the best roster around Aaron Rodgers this year. Like, the Jets can sit there and go get the big fatty from Baylor and still have the next pick. And then drop down and say, you know what? Somebody else might say, I'll take that pick and get two. They can end up with four second round draft picks. Like, so listen, go ahead. Because I know A-Ron already know the offense. And whatever backup we have in here is going to be learning the offense because the coordinator knows the offense. And I know that Alan Lazard knows the offense. Yep. He'll teach these receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so I don't care if Aaron Rodgers is here. And guess what? Before the offseason program start, we'll go have camp somewhere in California with Aaron Rodgers. So it don't really matter to me.
Yeah, I'm allowed to work out with whoever I want to work out with.
If you mean to tell me I get to keep three premium picks to get three premium players, okay. You're twisting my arm. Like, I don't care. But if you want to wait to get it, you could have a first next year. I can care less. Congratulations. Here's pick number 28. I don't care. So I'm not panicking, and that's what they want you to do, right? But it's not a deadline for the Jets to be able to panic with. What am I panicking for?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I panicking for?
Well, it's not for them to panic. It's for the rest of us, because we just want it done, so we know it's done, so we could just settle in.
He's not going back to Green Bay regardless.
Rather than freaking out about something happening, because as you know, with Aaron Rodgers and with the Jets,
but
anything can happen.
You know what they don't get to split? If Aaron Rodgers is on the roster, they don't get to split that money, so they don't save anything.
Right.
Because it's all hard.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Julius Randle speaking at shoot-around this morning. He hasn't talked since Thursday's incident, you know, where he blew up at Quickly.
I
and
told you
others.
He was going to talk. Did he apologize? What did he say?
The Knicks had practice over the weekend. He wasn't available. And so this morning at the shoot-around, he's available. And we're getting the audio for you, and we'll play for you in the next hour and talk about that whole situation. Because the Knicks play tonight against the Rockets. They control their destiny now. It's official, because the Heat lost to the Nets, and the Nets lost to the Magic. And so they got a two-game cushion with seven to go to get the fifth seed. And for top six, their magic number is six, but it's a combination of wins and obviously your opponent losses. But already they have clinched at worst a 7-10 play-in spot, which no one's celebrating, but just saying that's where they are right now with 2 weeks to go in the season. But meanwhile, we have calls, 800-919-3776, because everybody wants to talk about this story from Lamar Jackson putting out a tweet this morning, letting the world know that he requested a trade from the Ravens on March 2nd. And nothing has happened since. They have franchise tagged him. He has not signed that tag. And so therefore they're in limbo. They continue to be. And the question that a lot of Jets fans are asking is, wait, if we haven't gotten the Rodgers thing done yet, shouldn't we go after Lamar Jackson? 800-919-3776. Steve is in the truck. Steve, what do you think?
Hey, what's up, guys? First of all, Bart and Han, favorite show by far. By far.
Thank you.
Real quick. So I'm thinking, the more I'm hearing about this Lamar Jackson wanting to be out of Baltimore, I think we should go for him. I mean, you give up two first-rounders, like Bart said, this year's and next. You still got the two second-rounders. You can still move up into the first round. You get Lamar for a decade plus. Aaron Rodgers is good. I want Aaron Rodgers. I don't want him for a year. And tell me what you think about this, because I think Lamar is that elite quarterback. He's just maybe lacking in the passing game.
See,
Go ahead.
It's crazy. You know what's crazy, Steve? I just think that was a product of Greg Roman. Because, you know, you look at what Lamar Jackson did in college. He was an elite passer, right? And he purposely didn't run as much after the Heisman year just so he can prove to everybody, yo, I can throw. Bobby Petrino had a pro-style offense. It wasn't some college gimmicky Lincoln Riley open everything up. It was a legitimate offense. And he just has failed. They failed to – I mean, one year he had 32 touchdowns, right? And that's without – I don't even want to say elite. That's without good receiver play.
Yeah, you got criticized for saying that, remember?
Yeah,
when you talked about
– Yeah, Steve Bisciotti called me.
And then he traded Hollywood Brown got upset.
Then he traded him.
Bisciotti called you, say, why would you say it about Hollywood Brown? And then he trades Hollywood Brown. Like, yeah, you were right. He's not elite.
But they never record the apology that I get.
800-919-3776. Javier in New Jersey. Javi, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? So one thing I want to say before I make my point is about the 13th overall pick. So mm-hmm. Two of the greatest Jets with Revis and Mangold were picked after pick 13. So that bodes well as far as the value of that pick. But the point that I wanted to make was I think that the Jets are – prefer Rodgers because it keeps Zach Wilson in play.
That's true.
As the quarterback of the future. But I think Lamar is the more intriguing option to get guaranteed an elite player at that position for at least 10 years, hopefully. The dude is 45-16 as a starter. He's got an MVP. And he really did it with only, like you guys were saying, with Hollywood Brown. You match him with Wilson and Brees and Nicole and who knows who else will add to the roster.
Lazard out there stalk blocking. Lazard out there stalk blocking.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you this. I don't know. The fact that the injury bug has hit him these last 2 years, and everybody wants to talk about how he's young so you can have him for the next decade, Bart, I'm not buying that.
I am.
I'm not buying that. I'm a little concerned about his longevity as well. And for me, what Javi just said is what I agree with. The Zach Wilson piece in this can't be overlooked. So Rodgers would be a short-term fix, but maybe it also impacts the long-term fix, and that is Zach Wilson. Listen to what Robert Saleh said. He was asked about Zach Wilson and, you know, is he going to be your backup?
Zach, you're definitely your number two.
As of now, for sure. And we're really excited to work with him. I want to make sure I rephrase that. When I said as of now, I know that's going to be the headline. But he's our.
You're quick.
I know. Just tweeted out yourself.
He's our number two. I really still think Zach has a future in this league to be a really good quarterback. I really do. And he has the work ethic. He has the mindset, and he's coming in here to attack it. And But yeah, we're counting on him to be a fixture here for a while.
See, Bart, I believe more in this scenario than I do in the hypothetical that is Lamar Jackson for many reasons. You're not going to get caught up in a $200 million fully guaranteed contract. You're not going to get caught up with this is a guy for better or for worse. And if a quarterback like this who plays that style is going to get hurt, now you've got nothing. Here, I still have a pick that I took at number two, and I don't have to call it a bust and a failure yet. I have time to invest in it. And that's what I like about this scenario more than the other one.
This is the question you have to ask yourself. Just for this year, who makes you more of a Super Bowl contender? This year.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers or Lamar Jackson?
Aaron Rodgers.
I would say no.
How can you say no?
Because you don't have to pay Quinnen Williams yet.
Let me ask you a question. Who's the better, just honestly, who's the better quarterback? Not better athlete, not better dynamic that he brings all. Who's the guy that has been there? Who's the guy that has done it? Who's the guy that right now is the better quarterback? It's Aaron Rodgers. He's the better quarterback. Now, is he the better quarterback 2-3 years from now?
I will push back. I will push
but
back.
Right now.
I will push back on that.
He won 2 MVPs just a year ago.
Yeah, and then the year before that, who won the MVP?
Okay, how long ago was that? And now since he's been hurt more.
But listen, who has a better winning percentage with less talent?
Well, you also have a lot more years involved here.
No. But what I'm saying is this year, I think the way Lamar plays would give the Jets a Philadelphia-type record this year. Because...
Are you talking about style?
Yeah.
Because, the way they could play.
Because, like, the running game, wherever Lamar Jackson goes, just like with Michael Vick, so does the number one rushing attack. And it's not because Lamar Jackson has to carry the ball. It's because of the fact that he could carry the ball. And the fact that he could carry the ball means that backside defensive end, I dare you to flatten down.
I understand. You're taking
it to... You don't
even
have to black the defensive end.
You're taking it to a cerebral level that I can't get to when it comes to football. I'm taking it from just what I see. But maybe, you know what? You and I are different on this one.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.